Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 26, The Bhatta Acharya is Converted, Part 1, The Difference Between Personalism and Impersonalism. For the impersonalist and voidist philosophers, the next world is a world of senseless eternity and bliss. The voidist philosophers want to establish that ultimately everything is senseless, and the impersonalists want to establish that in the next world there is simply knowledge devoid of activity. Thus, less intelligent salvationists try to carry imperfect knowledge into the sphere of perfect spiritual activity. And because the impersonalist experiences material activity as miserable, he or she wants to establish spiritual life without activity. Thus, the impersonalist has no understanding of the activities of devotional service. Indeed, spiritual activity in devotional service is unintelligible to the voidist philosophers and impersonalists, whereas the Vaishnava philosophers know perfectly well that the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can never be impersonal or void because Krishna possesses innumerable potencies. And through Krishna's innumerable energies, Krishna can present himself in multiple forms and yet still remain the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, despite expanding himself in multiple forms and diffusing his innumerable energies, Krishna can still maintain his original transcendental position. Thus, Lord Chaitanya exposed many defects in the Mayavadi philosophy, and although the Bhatta Acharya tried to establish himself by logic and word jugglery, Lord Chaitanya was still able to maintain himself from the Bhatta Acharya's attacks. Lord Chaitanya established that Vedic literature is meant for three things. Number one, understanding our relationship with the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sambandha. Number two, acting according to that understanding, Abhideha. And number three, achieving the highest perfection of life, love of Godhead, Prayojana. And so, anyone who tries to prove that the Vedic literatures aim at anything else is of necessity a victim of one's own imagination. Lord Chaitanya then quoted some verses from the Puranas by which Lord Chaitanya established that actually Shankara Acharya was deputed to teach Mayavada philosophy by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya quoted this verse from the Padma Purana. Swagamai kalpitai swangcha chananmad vimukan kuru mangcha gopaya yena syat sristir esho tarottara. It was Krishna who ordered Mahadev, Lord Shiva, to present some imaginary interpretations of the Vedic literatures in order to divert people from the actual purpose of the Vedas. And by Lord Shiva thus doing so, he would attempt to make them all atheists, and after that, they could produce more population. Mayavadam asashchastram prachanam baudam uchyate mayaiva vihitam devi kalau brahmana murtina. The Padma Purana also states that Lord Shiva explained to his wife Parvati that in the age of Kali, Lord Shiva would come in the form of a brahmana in order to preach an imperfect interpretation of the Vedas known as Mayavadaism, which in actuality is but a second edition of atheistic Buddhist philosophy. Now the Bhatta Acharya was overwhelmed by all these explanations of Lord Chaitanya. And after hearing Mayavad philosophy explained by Lord Chaitanya, the Bhatta Acharya could not speak. And after the Bhatta Acharya remained silent for some time, Lord Chaitanya questioned him. So, my dear Bhatta Acharya, do not be confused by my explanation. Please take it from me that devotional service of the Supreme Lord is the highest perfectional stage of human understanding. Indeed, it is so attractive that even those who are already liberated become devotees by the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there are many such conversions in Vedic literature. For instance, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgranta Api Urukrame Kuravanti Ahoitukim Bhaktim Itham Bhuta Gano Hari. The famous Atma Rama verse is especially meant for those who are attracted to self-realization and liberated from all material attachments. Such liberated impersonalists become attracted to devotional service by the various activities of Lord Krishna. Such are the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, in pure consciousness, the living entity understands him or herself as the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. But under the spell of illusion, a person accepts the gross and subtle bodies as oneself. Such a conception is the very basis of the doctrine of transference. Actually, the part and parcel of the Supreme is not eternally subjected to gross and subtle bodily life, for the gross and subtle coverings do not comprise the living entity's eternal form. Thus, they can be changed. In other words, the living entity, who is originally pure spirit, can be conditioned by the gross and subtle bodies, and by freeing oneself from these gross and subtle conditionings, again attain to one's situation as pure spirit. Mayavadi philosophers take advantage of this doctrine of transference by saying that the living entity is only under the wrong impression when he or she thinks oneself to be part and parcel of the Supreme. For the Mayavadis maintain that the living entity is the Supreme himself. However, this doctrine cannot be tenable. Thus ends teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 26. Bhatta Acharya is converted. Part 1. Difference between personalism and impersonalism. Recorded September 14, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.